Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 16th of February. All a bit tragic. That really upset me, that news yesterday, that Caroline Flack news. I just think it is a sort of reflection of what society is becoming, and I can't see it backtracking. And I know people sort of have a go at me and that, but I really, and I'm a hypocrite because I use Twitter. And I hold my hands up in that regard. I use it as I believe it was intended to be used, which is just to, from an FTS point of view, give announcements when I do things like update the site, but then to interact with friends. I say friends because a lot of the people on there I do know, but there's obviously people I don't know. So I suppose you call them imaginary friends, but people I respect or have got time for, that I wouldn't otherwise interact with. And when you're home all day just sort of on your own chugging away at a computer, it gives you a bit of a connection with other people. I certainly don't use it to abuse, harass, spread lies, which is what it seems to have become. I do wonder what the Twitter and Facebook founders' idea was when they founded it. It seems to me just to have been to make a load of ton of money. How many billions do you need, without any regard for any consequence whatsoever? I can't abide that Zuckerberg fellow when you look into him and read about him. And when he sort of openly says that, for example, political parties can make false statements on his platform, and they're not going to do anything about it because he doesn't think it's his responsibility, so he's just going to let lies be peddled. I find it quite staggering, and it is affecting everyday life. It's affecting elections. It's affecting what people believe in. You know, the algorithms have proven that, for example, if you are a racist, it will send you more racist material. If you look at anti-Semitic stuff, it will send you anti-Semitic stuff. We all know it, don't we? You look at something on Amazon. You know, I've looked on Amazon for, I don't know, a box of pens, and then everywhere you go on your website, on Twitter, you get pen adverts. That's the way it works. I think when none of us really know exactly how much we are being monitored and what's going on. But when you take that yesterday in that sort of context, and I don't know the girl from Adam, I saw her at a restaurant one day a couple of years back, seemed a perfectly decent person, and I watched Great Big, I like that Great British Bake Off for cancer when they do it. Obviously I lost my mum to cancer, so I've got a sort of connection to that there. But I just quite like the format of that. And she was on that and seemed a perfectly decent human being. And then I haven't really followed. I know she got in trouble for attacking her boyfriend, but that, it seems, you know, I've said before on here, we don't seem to have, innocent till proven guilty now. Things with social media, everybody's guilty straight away, and it seems a combination of social media, CPS have led to this tragic. It's just tragic, you know, and ultimately, whatever, if you're a parent, you wake up and think there's two parents have woken up this morning and their daughter's dead, and that is really the heart of the matter. That's all it boils down to, and we all play a part in it. And you know, it does affect me because I get angry about people like Piers Morgan and 7 million people following him. The guy's an absolute parasite. He is an absolute parasite. You're talking about a man here who faked pictures of the British Army. I mean, I don't know what... I've said it about everybody. I've said it about Trump. I've had this conversation with Suggsy about Boris. I don't know what these people have to do for people not to give them the time of day. I don't know what they'd have to do. You know, social media, it is a cancer. It really is, in the way it's being used. You know, David Baddiel wrote, I read the Sunday Times, I get that on my iPad every week, and David Baddiel wrote in there about this pretty much exact same thing. You've had two people from up. I mean, I don't watch Love Island. I've been an open critic of it. It seems a ridiculous program to me. I'm not going to change that view. It's an opinion. But you had two people from that, I believe, already commit suicide. And David Baddiel wrote, wasn't like that. I mean, I don't know how old I was when Big Brother came out. I never watched that. But what is it, 20 years ago? It was turning people into celebrities instantly. That was, I guess, the start of it. And then you had sort of Pop Idol and things. But when they went home, they didn't have, as David Baddiel said, a screen and a social media spotlight on them. People you don't know messaging you abuse and saying you're a prick, twat, wanker. Everybody's got a view on everything now. That Jamaican thing the other day when they deported those Jamaicans, I've got no massive view on it, but I thought I'd read about it because if you read social media, every single person they sent on that plane was a serial rapist. Now, it's just not true. It is fundamentally not true. But people don't want to read and find out for themselves. I read up on it. And yes, there were a couple of rapists on there. And I've got no real view on how that case was handled by the government and whether it was right or wrong, because I haven't read up enough on it. But I know for a fact that there weren't 17 serial rapists on there. But if you read Twitter, that's how it reads. Ah, oh, they're all fucking rapists. Get rid of them. What are we doing? Get rid of them. And it just compounds. And as I say, when people like, you look at, I used to follow Piers Morgan and I unfollowed him. I used to follow him because I liked his Arsenal meltdowns because they were similar to my Spurs meltdown. And I used to revel in Arsenal being there. So, as I say, I'm a hypocrite. I'm seriously considering after that yesterday coming off Twitter. But I unfollowed him when this Meghan Markle thing started. If you look at his timeline, he is obsessed. And it's harassment. That's what it is. And I know it's harassment because at the minute I'm putting together and involved with a harassment case on my behalf. And harassment is unwanted behaviour which you find offensive, or unwanted contact which you find offensive, or make you feel intimidated, humiliated, or just downright intrusive. And my issue with it is people wouldn't do it in the street. The guy who's 100 days solid I was mentioned, even the day my dog died, and I just thought, I've had enough, I'm not having it, I'm going to deal with this. And it takes time because I've got to get hold of solicitors, got to get hold of Twitter, the police have been around, it's imprisonable. I want to see the guy in prison. That is my ultimate goal. Sam thinks I'm a little bit over the top. I want to see, and I don't care whether it takes 6 months or 8 months, the guy put in prison. That's what I want to see. That will be my form. I don't lash out on Twitter, I don't even respond, because it's unwanted. The guy wouldn't stand outside my house tapping everyone who came in. Oi, this guy, do you know what he does? There. And that's what it's like. And it's constant. And it's daily. And it builds up. And you look at what Piers Morgan does it with Meghan Markle. But the problem with when it goes on social media is other people jump on the bandwagon. And it's you don't have to put up with it. If anybody's getting any abuse, one, obviously it can affect your mental health and you need help. But go to the police. It is harassment. Get it dealt with. The more people who contact the police, the more it will become dealt with. When I spoke to them about it, they were absolutely, they didn't say to me, you're being a bit daft here. They said, absolutely, but these things take time. So I have to lap it up until it's done. But you know, you look at what this girl, Caroline Flack, I mean, who, I've said it before, and Kevin Kelly, I know you're, who reads The Sun? I do not understand for the life of me why people read The Sun. I googled her name on The Sun website last night just to see, because they come out now on the hypocrisy side of, oh, isn't it tragic? Over 40 stories, none of them were positive. None of them were positive, only 40 stories. Sensationalist headlines, exactly the same with the Daily Mail, who feed their racism and things, you know. Daily Mail, I believe, is one of the most read websites in the world. And it's just nonsense. It's just absolute nonsense. And the sad part of it all, the sad part of all of it is more and more intelligent people are basing their opinions on information spread by idiots, trolls, and individuals, in some cases, that don't even exist. I mean, I don't know how the bot thing works, but you know, bots obviously spreading misinformation. I don't know how at all that setup works. It's beyond me, but that's a fact. And, you know, in cases now with making people, as I say, guilty before they've had a trial, they're put in the social media stocks, humiliated, shames, and lives destroyed. And when we're aware of it, because Caroline Flack's a celebrity, somebody said yesterday, you know, you hope that'll see a change. And Ed, you rightly said, why will it? It's been going on for years. Amy Winehouse goes back, just keeps going on. But we're hearing about the celebrities. What about the normal people? What about the school kids who are being bullied and haunted and things? If they took it all offline tomorrow, it would be the best thing in the world for me. And I will have to rethink whether I use it or not. It really has sort of got me to that stage of, what is the point of it all? It's all bollocks anyway. Yes, I do enjoy it, and it allows me to make contact with people that perhaps I otherwise wouldn't. But it is just toxic, poisonous, fucking horrible shit. It really is. It's disgusting. And I, for one, I have a zero tolerance. Somebody wants to, I just ring the police. I just say, hang on a minute, I want it there. And in the case, I say that the person's totally unaware yet, but when they are aware, it will become apparent. And that's my goal, is I will take a civil case for money, but I want to see them banged up. It is imprisonable. It's 6 months in prison. That's what it is. That's an absolute fact. Look at it. Look it up. Look up harassment law. It is 6 months, and it doesn't have to be anything other than people intruding in your life in a way that they shouldn't, and they think they've got a right to. And social media seems to make them people think they've got a right to. I look at some of the language even Spurs fans use. I think, Christ, if my kids read that, your kids are going to get one day. Imagine you got a young kid and they get to 14, 15 and they start looking back at what their dad said on Twitter. And some of it, I think, is incredible. And I know people say, like, people could listen to your podcast and hear the language. I'm no different. I don't speak any differently. And my kids know exactly what I'm like. And I know when I go out, for example, if I go out with my son's girlfriend's parents, I don't sit there and be like that. Obviously, I try not to anyway. Depends what they're talking about. If they bring up Love Island, I might be. But I just think we've all got to look at ourselves. I'm not putting myself any whiter than anybody else. I just think it is absolutely tragic. It really, I don't know why, it just really upset me that last night. I really did find it really upsetting that a 40-year-old woman is now lying dead based on that, on the world we live in, really. That's what it is. And she had everything going for her, by all accounts. Again, you don't know how many of it's fake, but people did speak well of her. Seems she was quite a good, fun person, I think, as I say. And I mean, even some people last night blaming Ant McParlin, weren't they? Blaming Ant and Deku, because he got away with drink driving and didn't get the sack, and she got, I don't know. I mean, it's fucking mad. I think everybody should just step back and, before they type anything, have a little think about it. Right, sorry about that. Didn't mean to start a Sunday on a downer like that, but it is the way it is, isn't it? It's you don't have to put up. As the police said to me, harassment is unwanted behaviour which intrudes in your life, and that is, you don't have to put up with it. And certainly, if anybody wants any advice from me on that, then I'm a fucking expert on it now, because it's consumed about 4 months of my life in a different way. But let me know, and I'll put you in the direction. But I, for one, I am seeing it through to the end. I will deal with it. When people look at, I look at people like Meghan Markle and think, fucking hell, too right, I would fuck off as well. No matter, forget what your views are on the royal family. You've got a lad there whose mum was hounded by the press and died, and now they're doing it to his wife. It is fucking disgusting. Whether you like her or not, it is disgusting. And no wonder they fucked off, because if I was famous and people were doing that to me, I'd fuck off as well. It's absolutely disgusting, and we're all part of it because we lap it up, read it, this, that and the other. The fucking media, who reads The Sun? You should boycott it tomorrow. It's a disgrace of a fucking... It's an absolute disgrace of a thing. It is a disgrace. Right, enough off my soapbox. Football. Have I got horses? Has pretty much been a wipeout with the weather. Bear with me, because I think there is one. There is in the 4:35, which is, I guess, at Navan because of the racing. 4:35 at Navan. The outsider, Rooster Byron, small win and place. Rooster Byron in the 4:35. And also in the 2:55, Hawaya Oyuf. No, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Hawaya, Howaya, and then Aoife. Any Irish listeners? I was going to say Russian. I've no idea. Any Irish listeners? Help us out with that one. Hawaya Oyuf. Small win and place. So Hawaya Oyuf in the 2:55. It's R.A. Doyle's mount if you can't find it. And Rooster Byron in the 4:35, both at Navan, small win and place, both decent prices. That's that. And then football-wise, we have got French League One first half goal, Reims versus Rennes. And if it gets to 0-0 at half time, then back over 1.5. So usual rules, 20 minutes in, Reims versus Rennes, lay a first half goal. If 0-0 at half time, move into the over 1.5 market, back over 1.5, and remove your liability on a goal. And the same bet at the Gooners, Arsenal versus Newcastle, play exactly the same. So if 0-0 half time, 0-0 20 minutes, first half goal, drip backing or drip laying, and then 0-0 half time over 1.5. Sorry guys, my brain's not with it. Long day yesterday and all emotional. Right, okay, that's it from me then. Apologies if I was a bit morose at the start of that, but it does, stuff like that does annoy me. And I do think it's, as I say, we perhaps all should look at ourselves, and none of us are pure and whiter than white, but some people just do not really know how to behave. And there is no reason to tolerate it. There really isn't. Anyway, have a lovely Sunday. I know the weather's crap. You know, I've got to go out this afternoon. Up the Spurs Villa, isn't it? The old cup finalists, they'll all be buzzing, won't they? The old cup finalists. Hey, Grealish could be running us ragged. That did make me laugh yesterday, online trader one, when I said it's a half-time CS lay for Ultimate, and he said you won't want to lay 5-0. I probably would, because if you've got 5, I fancy you'll probably go on and get 7 or 8. But I think myself, personal opinion, I think it'll be a scrappy old draw. I think you'll sit in, maybe nick one like you did at our place, and we might get one back, not two. We haven't got an Ericsson to come on and save the day. So I'm going to go for a scrappy old 1-1 at Villa Tottenham. But I'm going to try, and I probably shouldn't admit this, I'm going to try and turn my phone off, record it, because I've got to go out for a lunch for a birthday. And I'm hoping just to pop out, have this lunch, get back, record it, and watch it when I get home. Whether I can achieve that and not look at my phone when I'm doing other bits and pebbles, Bob's, who knows? Right, I am off. I am. Kev, that was another bit of extension. See, another little bonus section. Right, have a lovely Sunday. See you tomorrow.